Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hi everyone, this is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. I got Carol Ann on the phone tonight, and we're going to have a good night. I'll bring her on now. Hi Carol Ann, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, and thanks for coming on. We'll bring our first person on, and we'll get to it. I'll have you take the first one. Hi, 805,
okay.
How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, you're on. Ask Carol Ann your question.
Hi, this is Donna. Hi, Carol Ann. How are you?
Hi.
Good.
Hi. Okay, my question is, I put in a claim for my car, and I wonder if that's going to go through smoothly with my insurance company.
Something about the back, so I don't know if it's the back of the car.
The front.
I kind of get June or July, so I feel like July. So this is May now, so we're talking June, July. I think they'll have it wrapped up by July. Does that sound reasonable to you?
No, I was thinking in like a week. It's just a matter of them, you know, I submitted the claim. So it's a matter of them accepting it or not.
I think they'll accept it. I think that the whole thing will be wrapped. I think they'll have the work done.
Okay.
I just see like June or July. I get a J, so, you know, it could go as far as July, but let's see.
Oh.
This is May already. Should know by May 31st, right, about your claim.
Okay. All right. And then how's my housing going to go, too? Is that appointments in July? July. Is that going to go well? Maybe that's the one.
Your housing?
Yeah. Every year you have an appointment with them, and they go over everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say health? Health?
Housing. Housing.
Housing. Oh, housing.
Yeah.
Is this a small place?
Pardon me?
Is this a small place that you're talking about?
Oh, no. I'm in housing right now. That's where the government assists you for low-income people, and then every year I have to get reaccessed.
So no, you'll be accepted.
My question
was: is this a small place that you're in?
Yes, it's small.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay, but it feels like a good fit. It feels like a shoe that fits well. I don't think you're going to have a problem.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
Okay. What do you see about finances getting better? Because in the past I was lucky and I won a car and I won a trip to Taiwan and Hawaii and Tahoe, and I want that to come back again, that, you know, where I was just so lucky. I'd enter drawing and I'd win it. You know what I mean? That kind
of thing. I think you're on a roll. And I'm being shown a card and playing cards, and it's like they're telling me Royal Flush. So I think that beats all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
so I think you're good. I think it'll continue this year.
Oh, good. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Carol, and I appreciate it.
Good luck to you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, thanks, Kellen. That was wonderful.
No, I hope it happens.
Really?
That's what I'm seeing, so.
So we have another caller, 11111. I'll take it first. Hi, 111.
Oh, hi. Thank you. My name is Wendy from California.
And what's your question, hon?
Well, I have an ongoing issue regarding some very expensive hearing aids. And when I called to the insurance company, a woman who identified herself as an advocate actually hung up on me. And I've worked in that environment for many years, and it's really, I'm shocked that she would do that because all calls are recorded. So I contacted a supervisor, not to get her in trouble, but to bring attention to the woman's behavior. And the Evelyn, the supervisor, is going to call me back Wednesday or Thursday. So what will be the end result? Will the company come up with a new resolution to help me to get the style of hearing aid that I've worn in the past successfully?
Well, you called in about this before, and it's work in progress, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good, because I know sometimes things, energies change.
But you need to find out the head person's name and write to them, the head CEO of the company, and write to them and say you're having trouble resolving your issue. Please, you know, write a letter.
Right. And so I...
That's what you do, and then they'll Johnny Pronto.
Right. My behavior has been polite and business and professional, but the representative's behavior was not.
Well, that representative will probably end up getting fired, but if you're not getting a resolution, then write to the head of the company, the big CEO, the big muck.
Hope she's not fired. I hope she's not fired. But will they continue to do business with me? Because I've done nothing wrong, and when they listen to the call, they'll hear the proof.
It's always about customer service.
Land.
It's about customer service, hon. It's
all
not
right.
About the
so
representative anymore. It's about getting your hearing aid. That's what it's about. If she's a casualty, she brought that on herself, so don't worry about it.
I'm sorry about that. So will they continue to do business with me? Because I've done nothing wrong, and they'll hear the proof.
I don't think – that's what I'm saying. It's all about customer service. So they have to take care of you. They're not going to hold that against you.
Okay.
I would not worry about it.
All right.
So thank you.
And will I get my online shopping restored at
My computer is screwing up tonight. I'll try to get her back. Hello? I lost her. Okay, sorry about that.
Hello?
Whoops, I'm going to give up on that one. I'm sorry, my computer's goofing up. All right, next phone number is 917. Hi,
hello.
917.
Hi, this is Bryn. This is Bryn from New York City.
And what's your question?
I was wondering if I could get any messages from my guides, if that's possible to ask.
Well, you got to trust in yourself more, and you got to quit poo-pooing what they're telling you, because you negate it all the time.
I negate what?
You negate listening to your higher self a lot of times.
Ah.
So
I thought I'd been listening.
You got to listen better.
Okay, how do I do that?
When it tells you to do something, trust it. It's a still small voice, not the chatter. And a lot of times you're too busy to listen. You're in too big of a hurry. You got to calm down, slow down, and do some form of meditation, quietness, something like that, so you can hear what they're telling you. Because you're going 500 miles an hour all the time.
Are you familiar with who your guide is?
I know I have a guide. I have several guides. I don't know the names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that could be that. Then it's just a big mush. So I would concentrate on meeting whichever one that you need. If it's what kind of work that you're doing, the guide assigned to that. Ask it, like Kelly Jo said, you know, meditation, or when you establish a relationship with one of them that you're going to be with all the time, then they will start talking to you, and sometimes you will hear it or feel it on the right-hand side of your head, and it'll be verbiage that's not yours. It'll be words that you don't use. So stop
right.
and pay attention, okay? Because, but you have to establish a relationship so that you trust what they're giving you. You know, although it sounds like you got a bunch of people, like a crowd talking to you, I wouldn't listen to that either. So I would try to establish a relationship. Let them introduce themselves to you.
Because I've been doing readings lately, a lot of readings lately, and I feel that's what I've been guided to do is readings.
Okay, so ask who your doorkeeper is then.
Okay.
Okay, because that's who helps you interview these people. Okay, so study up on that. Good luck to you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Carolyn. Okay, 2 and 6. Hi, 2 and 6. What's your name? What? Where you from? And what's your question?
This is Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio. How y'all doing this evening?
Good.
Hi.
How you doing? My question is, I got word back that my old job is hiring back the old employees because I guess the people there now are not that good. So, and they paying pretty good money, but talk to my higher self or my guys, which I talked to, they said just hold off. I guess something better is coming, but it's so tempting. It's just like, man, it's a whole lot more than what I'm making now, but it seems like
go ahead, Carolyn.
Oh, I was hoping you'd go first.
Oh, I'll go first.
You go first. You go first.
All right. Well, I see you taking this job as temporary, and then when you get a call, you're going to go from to a different skill set and a different pay scale, and it feels more management and stuff like that and sales. So look for that to happen in a couple months after you take this job.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you think I should take it?
Yep, and then and it's a jumping off point.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know why? Because you know why, sir? Because Kelly does right. That's kind of what I was getting. It would be a temporary situation for you to move from the current job that you're in back to your old job. And you will be offered something else, and the connection to the something else, which is way better, could come from there. It could be a connection from there, but, you know, your pay raise is already higher. So in a few months, you know, you move from here to here and a higher pay raise, the next job will be even higher. But they're going to go, you know, you want that pay raise to be up there. So you have a base, saying, now I'm making this, I'm worth this, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't be afraid, because ultimately – you're going to end up with something that's going to make you very happy. I would go with what Kelly Jo says. I got the same kind of feeling that this going back to your old job, that would be a temporary thing, but it gives you more money and I think better contacts. So just putting that out there. Choice is yours.
Okay. So just in the meantime, between time, just take it and roll.
Right.
Roll with it.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I feel something really nice is coming. Good luck to you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I wish I had his choices, right? He's
really?
Got good choices.
Geez, those are cool. 814.
Hello.
Hello,
hi, this is Amy from Pennsylvania.
Hey.
And what's your question?
Do you ever see anything, me and a man named Scott, any relationship coming back between us?
No.
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 You got to let the past go. You keep going backwards, honey.
Mm.
You can't capture lightning in a bottle twice.
Right.
Okay.
You got something better coming, much better. And I bet Kelly Jo will describe him right down to his toes. So.
Well,
she,
you
she
do.
Can
you
read
have
that,
a.
I feel you have a good guy coming. So.
You have a tall, dark, and handsome guy. He's like 6'1", auburn hair. He has chocolate cow brown eyes. He has the thicker man lashes. He has the most exquisite hands. His hands are gorgeous.
Wow.
He does dental work because he has soft hands. And it feels like you'll probably meet him in June, July, end of June, beginning of July. And he has the square jawline, and he feels like from the Midwest, feels like, because he has sharp A's and sharp E's when he speaks. There you go.
From the Midwest, huh?
There you go.
That's odd. I don't know how I'd meet him from the Midwest, though.
You know what?
Yeah,
don't know what to tell you. Just telling you what I see. You know?
Yeah.
People are transplants from everywhere. You know?
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
Okay. 9, let's see. Where is it? 904. Okay, there it is. 904. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Stacy. From
and
Florida.
Where are you from? Okay, and what's your question?
Florida. I wanted to know what you see coming up for me for the month of June.
Well, I'm seeing travel. Your doors are wide open for work. And then you're going to learn something new. And
that sounds
like
about right.
You're going to add to your degrees, so you're going to have there's books in your arms, and you're adding to your repertoire. So that's what they're telling me.
Okay, because I have an internship coming up. That's true.
I get the word congratulations. Yeah, I get the word congratulations for you, Stacy. And two things side by side. Like, I don't know if you have a dual degree or you're going to have two job pathways here. I almost get like a part-time thing, like that may be your internship. So I may be getting like that and something else. You're going to be sought after. You've just added to, as Kelly Jo said, you just added to your skills and to your repertoire, and you will be sought after. People like you, and you're fun to work with, and don't forget that you have a sparkling personality and people like you. But you also have the brains, and you really kind of stand out. Like, when your resume is going to stand out. So I wish you a lot of luck. I think you're going to do really, really well. God bless you.
You too.
Thank you.
All right.
You're
have a
welcome.
Good night.
You too. Bye.
Hey, Carolyn, how do they get a hold of you? What do you have coming up?
Oh. What do I have coming up? My show is in the Psychic Flow, Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are on YouTube. You can look for us on Goldilocks Productions, as all the shows under Goldilocks Productions. And sometimes I do a little psychic chit-chat and some mini readings. Sometimes I have guests, like I have you coming up again on this month with Psychic Joanne Leo. I am thrilled to have both of you with us. I believe that is May 27th. Yep, that's going to be great. And I hope that you will hang with us and join us. And we do. It's a little bit different format, but a lot of fun. And that's about all I have coming up. I do a lot of readings from home. I do a lot of FaceTime. I'm very fortunate to have great associates like yourself, Kelly Jo, and Psychic Joanne Leo, quite a few other people, friends that I've met. Love networking with you guys. And I love having the video show, and, get clients in there. And there's nothing more rewarding than to be able to be in lockdown to still earn money and to still be able to help people. It's just a wonderful, it's been great for this type of business. Don't you agree? I think.
Oh yeah,
fabulous.
I agree totally. It's
yeah,
like
I'm very grateful.
In the beginning of the pandemic, man, I was talking people down off the ledges.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet. Yeah.
Like, calm down.
I mean,
we're all gonna get through this.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay.
Yes. Yes. Very
how you get a hold of me is you can contact me, KellyJoePsychic.com. You can see my little videos on YouTube, Kelly Joe Psychic, and you can call me 561-333-5367. We have some more people in the queue, so we will get to them. 727. Hello,
hi, you guys. Hi, it's Jill from Florida. Hi, Kelly Joe. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Jill. How are you doing?
Hey, Jill. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. So my question is around my career. I applied for 3 jobs just recently, 2 outside of where I work and 1 inside. The only downside to the 1 inside is instead of driving from my house to Tampa, I'm going to have to drive to Bradenton, so it's going to be 100 miles round trip. So I want to see if you see, and it might only be 2 days a week, it depends, but I want to see which one you think I'm going to get interviews from and what you see for maybe coming up in June with those.
I'm going to let Kelly Joe go on this one.
Well, I'm seeing an outside job, and it's the second one that you applied for, and you'll end up having like, they're going to do bazillion interviews. You're going to have like 6 interviews, you know, and they'll want you. They like you. But it like goes down the chain of command. So if you want it, you can get it. More money, more benefits. You're going to stretch yourself with that. You're going to do the same modality, but you're going to stretch yourself. You're going to go outside the parameter of what you do.
Okay.
And I also get, I'm just going to add to that and say, much appreciated. So I feel that they are more appreciative of you. And the company that you're at doesn't want to lose you, of course. So who knows, that might work in your favor. Maybe they'll throw some more money at you to keep you. But
right.
I feel the other company that Kelly Joe is speaking of is more appreciative. And I think there is more less boredom. And I feel there's a lot more innovation there. So that it just feels better.
Like a think tank and everybody helps everybody. It's a culture where everybody helps everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any idea when whichever that job is, which I think I can't remember I applied for second,
the second job that you applied for, and you're going to hear about it in a 3. So it's either 3 days or 3 weeks. I don't think it's 3 months.
Okay. Awesome. Great. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. And then
she's a hustler.
Yep, she works hard. 480.
Yeah.
I think that's my friend.
Are you? Hello.
Hello, Ed. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine from Arizona. Came from the doctors, and I am going to be getting an operation.
Oh, poor baby.
I can't say
you're going to feel better after you get done healing.
Yep, 5 months down the road.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wow.
It is what it is. This is what I was given. This is what I got to deal with. Hopefully it just doesn't cause a lot of pain. I know I have to take a week off, so I'm hoping it all goes well. No serious injuries to my brain.
No, you'll be fine. But you will have 2 black eyes.
Oh, cool. And I can you should see the
You should see the other guy.
That's what I would say. And that's my biggest concern. I just saw the one doctor. He doesn't feel the need to fix the hole in my septum. He says it's back far enough. It's healed well. It shouldn't cause any problems whatsoever. But if I want it done, he'll join in the operation and do it. But he doesn't think it needs to be done. And I said, you're fine. I won't. But I am concerned that this operation, since it's right at the in the front, right underneath
the brain. You're
going to
be fine.
That's my only concern.
I think you're going to be very glad you had it done, because I get the impression, correct me if I'm wrong, Kelly Jo, that there's been a lot of illness to leading up to this, unnecessary illness, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Infection or something. I think you're going to be very happy. It's a miserable experience, and I can understand that, but you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Why do I keep getting leg with you, LED? Why do I keep getting one of your legs? What's going on with that?
Nothing yet.
Oh, okay. I don't know what the leg is. What's the leg, Kelly? Why do I keep getting leg?
Have you had a little bit of sciatica or anything like that?
No.
Okay. I don't know what the
leg
is.
Okay, just watch where you're stepping and watch. Don't trip.
Yeah. Just be careful.
Well, I
don't know
old,
if you've had something
so
there
I am
before
feeble.
Or not.
No, I'm
okay.
not. No, I don't mean that rudely. It's just be watch that you don't step wrong or step in a dip, or that's what she's getting, huh?
Yeah.
It's not. Well, I was just thinking. Well, is it a side effect of the operation that will go away?
No
I don't think it has anything to do with your motor ability. That surgery. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I don't know if I'm picking up on something. Maybe you hurt your leg or somebody had a bad leg in your family, but I just keep getting that word leg. So think about that.
I just make sure you don't tweak yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
I promise I won't.
Okay. And you might want to buy another pair of sunglasses.
I don't have any.
You're going to need them.
Yeah. Because you're going to be sensitive to light after the surgery, and you're going to have black eyes, so.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I usually have black eyes anyhow because of my sinuses.
Oh, there you go. You can be traveling in
a pair of aviators.
Yeah, yeah. Get
I will find
sexy
a pair,
trust me.
I will get a pair that go over my glasses.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ladies have done a great job, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And
I enjoyed
listening
to your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Y'all have a good evening.
God.
Thanks.
You too.
All right. Well, we have a few minutes, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about, my lady. So what you want to talk about?
Well, I forgot to mention my website is carolannecarey.com. It's carolannecarey.com. And I always love working with Kelly Jo, who I think is probably one of the most talented people I think I've ever met. So it's always a pleasure rubbing elbows with her and working with her. She's fabulous, and I just enjoy it so much. And I refer to people. I hope some of them pay you. I refer people to her all the time about lost kitties and lost dogs and lost people and all kinds of things that I don't particularly do. So it's always great to have such a great network with Kelly Jo involved in it. It's wonderful.
Oh, and I always like working with you, and you always do classes and everything. I tell people about, you know, go check her out. I put it on LinkedIn about your classes and
You. Yeah. I have to start doing some new things to keep people interested in. And I love your YouTube videos are so helpful, I would imagine, to people. I enjoy them, and I think people get a kick out of that, the way that you approach
I have to get some more
what
made.
You do.
So,
you said what?
I have to get some more of them made.
Yes, yes, that would be great. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to do that myself, but I don't know. Once being on camera once a week is enough for me, to be honest.
I know you never like the camera much, but you look fine. You're fine.
Oh, okay, thank you. I like radio better, actually, but I like the connection with the people, so I always enjoy being on your show, which is great. So what do you got coming up?
I also have Psychic Choice coming up this next Sunday. They're across the pond. They're over in England. And then, like I said, I'm going to be on your show May 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some other shows coming up, other psychics that's going to be on. And then July 19th, I'm going to have a paranormal team. And they're the Ghost Sisters. I'm excited to gonna have them on and talk to a paranormal team. There's five of them. So that's going to be cool. Now, you have paranormal people on your show, right?
Yeah, I've had quite a few. I could send you a couple. My people kind of prefer to get readings all the time, I think. But I've had Sarasota investigative team, husband and wife. She's a doctor, a lovely gal. And then there's Soul Sisters, who is also based, and they're in, I don't know where they are right now, but they did a, first name is Chris, and they're traveling, they're on the road investigating a few places, I think Arizona. Very interesting. Yeah, so they're really, really good, and that one in Sarasota is definitely local. I know a lot of people like that, you know, and I've had them on before, and, you know, they're a lot of fun. I think your audience loves the paranormal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you're so good at it as well, so.
You know, and I like giving closure and clearing. I always bring somebody with me. Don't ever go and clear a house by yourself. Always bring another friend with you. You know, you don't ever do it alone. You know, you always ask if you're supposed to do it in the first place, you know. And then, you know, you got to check out, and check out for portals and stuff like that. See what all's around and then clear it out. And then a lot of times when you have Native Americans, you should bring tobacco and cornmeal, you know, to give thanks to the Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
That's always important to acknowledge them, because a lot of things are built on Native American. They were here originally, and they built on Native American land.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you have, you're due to do that. I feel like you need to investigate something around you and have somebody film it. Just you walking around talking about an area or a lighthouse or a park or something.
We are going to do that.
Or summit. Yeah, I think you need to do that. And then later you can show the history of the place after you to validate what you got. But you're phenomenal at that kind of stuff. And I think you're long overdue, Kelly Jo.
I love stuff like that. I just, you know, and it's like everywhere I go, even when I go on vacation, you know, there's ghosts everywhere.
Yeah. No, I prefer
not
to
talk. I scared a guy in an old hotel in Oregon because I said, well, do you have a guy that I would call Black Bart that comes in here? And he goes, how do you know that? I said, well, I'm sort of psychic, you know. Then I went in the bathroom. There was a little girl in blue and 1800s long gown with a bow in the back, blonde hair flushing all the toilets. I said, is there a little girl that goes and flushes the... Yeah. He goes, lady, you got to leave because I got to spend the night here. Don't tell me no more.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I could do without seeing all that.
But it's
you're very brave, Kelly.
Well, it's just the flavor of that. It doesn't scare me. I mean, there's layers of energy everywhere you go. if you think about it.
Yeah. Mhm. Mhm. That's very true.
If you
got the gift to tune in, and I think everybody's got some layer of ability somewhere.
Everybody does.
And
look at a mom.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
She knows the kids are being too quiet. Her mommy senses perk up and go, the kids are up to something.
Yep.
You know, look
Mother's
at the magical
intuition.
Guest on a boo-boo. That's healing energy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
no, that's very true.
Well, yeah. And before caller ID, you could know who
mm-hmm.
is on the phone.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm sure
need,
that happened
you
to you.
Yes, yeah. You just have a feeling when it rings. And but you explain it. You explain these gifts very easily. And which is great. I think people really appreciate that. Very common sense, practical advice that you give. And I think it's great. So thank you for all that you do for all of us. It's great.
Well, do you have a story about mediumshipping thing that you had enjoyed or a neat soul that you met when you were doing your mediumshipping?
Well, you know, when I was first, I hadn't even started this yet. I was out in Pennsylvania. I was a Reiki master, and I was walking my dogs in after a snowstorm, and I was walking through this abandoned farm, which had been taken over by the state, and it was still in pretty good shape, and I used to walk around in there, not in that house, but on the property, and all of a sudden I looked up, and I saw this guy looking at me, and it was an Amish guy, I'm presuming, with the straw hat. And the dungarees, I could only see, and he was pushing a wheelbarrow, and I could only see from the handles of the wheelbarrow up, and he looked right at me. He had the bluest eyes. He looked right at me and then disappeared and, like, went about his business. And I was like, what the hell just happened? I'm like, what was that? And I feel like I must have tapped into a moment in time or something on that property, like, or maybe he was interacting with me, but he was still going about
his business.
He was
time warping too. I call that time warping.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that was interesting. I can't say that's happened again. I did when I was doing a ghost tour, but I did a little ghost tour when I first started this, and I went to a historic part of Sarasota. And it was actually what was the black section at that time, I think, downtown. And there was a murder there at this one place. And I saw the sheriff walking out of the house. I could see the sheriff, a big guy with a cowboy hat on or some kind of hat on, straw hat on, and investigating. And it was a bad murder. And I found that out after. I was like, oh, that's who that was.
Wow.
Yeah. So I can see them. I just don't choose to deal with them as much as people have passed on and have made their life review, you know, have done their life review because they have something
yeah.
to teach us. So that's who I enjoy speaking with. And I did have a very interesting one today, a reading today, that a gentleman, he was a healthcare worker, a private practice, passed from COVID. He did have some pre-existing conditions, but he came through to me. I was doing a reading for the widow, and he said, this COVID is no joke. And actually what he said, this COVID is no effing joke.
Right.
And so he wanted me to tell people that. So if you think that it's just a bad flu, you're wrong. And he had a lot of complication, was sick for about 3 months, and was making a comeback. They thought he was making a comeback, and he passed away. So
aww.
He had his body had affected everything, his kidneys, his liver, his lungs, heart, everything.
Oh, and everything shut
so
down. Oh, dear.
Yep. And he said, it's no joke, so to take it seriously. So I was like, you're right. You're absolutely right. So I said I would pass that on, and so I'm passing it on. So I thought that was a good message today.
I went on a ghost tour once, and I was doing it for fun, and of course I picked up everything before the guy even said it.
mm-hmm.
asked me if I wanted to go in this one graveyard where there was like a banshee in there. I said, do you want to go in there where the banshee is? I ain't going where the banshee is. No.
Yeah, that would be pretty spooky. No.
Yeah, a banshee is like a wild woman that gets in your face and then goes away. It's like a evil, witchy person. And then we went to a graveyard that was outside of the church and then in the church, and I kept seeing a man and woman walking back and forth. And I said, why is a woman and man walking back and forth? Well, the woman got to be buried in the church, but the husband did something bad, and they didn't bury him in the churchyard. He got excommunicated.
Oh.
So in spirit, they walk back and forth.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's like,
he
didn't do anything
like
that bad.
Yeah. You know, you get absolution now for that. You can go.
Right. There you go.
Man.
We have one more caller that just joined us. We have a few minutes left. We can try to do the one more caller.
Okay.
Hello, 630.
Wow. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Dion, and I'm from Chicago.
And what is your question, Dion?
My question is, I am just going through the motions with wondering if I should try to get another job.
Yep, you need to apply and embellish your traits. Don't lie, but embellish them. And it feels like you're going to go more towards informational, medical type. You might even be able to get in the preliminary of administrative.
Hmm.
So, and then also management, apply for management. Those are the two things you should apply for because you have the qualities for that. And there's training involved, and they'll pay for training. Go ahead, Carolyn.
I think the word you were looking for was accentuate. Accentuate the positive,
right,
Kelly Jo. You know, like make sure that you hit the positive on everything on your resume. Maybe embellish it a little bit, but make it shine because you definitely have the ability. I see you working with people. I see you doing like video conferences or something like that, and it could be like scheduling or talking about medical issues or something, setting up video things, conferences. It's important work. So you do have the ability and the training. You're just bored silly where you are right now. So, you know, give yourself a break. And I think by 2022, you're on a roll. It'll take this year to get you moving, get a new job, and by New Year's, you're going to be singing a different song.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Good.
You're welcome.
These people today all have very good options.
Oh, they do. Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah, they all have good options. I think that's really marvelous.
And life is going to get better. This next year is going to be, you know, 2022 is going to be a whole lot better. 2021 is taking out, it's the start of new beginnings and taking out the old yucky, and then it's going to get better and better and improve and improve.
Good. Good. I'm glad you said that.
We're getting rid of the last dregs, and it's like end of 2021 will be a lot better, you know?
Yes. Yes. Looking forward to it. So.
And I want to thank you again for coming on, and it's always a pleasure to be with you. You're the master medium shipping lady.
Oh, thank you so much.
And she is over in Sarasota. And I thank you. And I look forward to everybody, seeing everybody in the future. And have a great night, y'all.
Thank you so much.